Well, you know what, it is surprising because, you know, he's one of the toughest pitchers in the game, and he proved it last year, you know, winning the MVP and the Cy Young. So, I mean, normally when you face him during the season, you kind of like get 90-91 early in the game, early in the innings, but he came out, you know, firing 97-98, and I guess he was a missing spot, and, you know, we were able to capitalize.
It kind of looked like you walked on a 100-mile-an-hour pitch
there. Well, you know... You know what? I think what I was looking was fastball, honestly. I wasn't looking for anything else. And, you know, he threw me a few changeups down on the way, and I was able to see them good. And, you know, I was able to miss a few pitches right there. But, you know, I ended up getting the walk.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was fun. I think, you know, he's enjoying it. You know, this is his last year, and having this opportunity to be back and, you know, being able to retire and being able to make the last All-Star game of his career really means a lot. And, you know, I'm happy for the guy because he really has gone through a lot of ups and downs in his career. And being able to finish the season like that and retirement, it's going to be fun for him.
So the numbers you put up the first half of the season, how much are you looking forward to this second half?
Well, the most important thing for me, I'm looking forward to stay healthy. And I know that if I'm healthy, you know, numbers are going to be there. I'm not really worried about numbers because when you worry about numbers, then you're going to get caught up in trying to do too much. And, you know, I always feel that if I'm healthy, I'm going to come to the ballpark every day, prepare myself, and go out there and compete.